Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, this is The Positive Truth. If you're tired of hearing about that negative news, we're here to bring you some positive news. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. If you want to support The Positive Truth and all our positive news, you can like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on all our social media pages where we post positive news stories, Tim's pretty face, and links to our videos on Monday, like the one we just did about the Positive Truth Person of the Year. We also have a new section coming out, Inspiring Stories. They're going to be awesome. Tim, are you ready for these positive news stories?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
Man, so I have a story about a man who is attending Southern California University, and he basically asked not to be named because he had lost his life savings when he and his wife were visiting Long Beach, basically, and they were checking out the Christmas display. And basically what happened, the backpack that he lost had his passports and about $5,000 in cash. I don't know why he's walking around with that, but anyways, later that night, Gabriel Ruiz and Gabriela Wadegi took a picture at the same spot and found the bag. The pair waited a while to see if anybody would claim it, but nobody picked it up. So they look inside for the clues. They saw the wallet. They returned it the very next morning. And yeah, man, I thought it was super awesome because I know a lot of people, including myself, around the Christmas time, the holidays, if we found $5,000 in cash, we may keep that. So shout out to them for bringing back everything that those people lost. I thought that was pretty awesome.
And doing it anonymously, right?
Yeah, absolutely anonymously. I thought it was super awesome. Like, that's your favorite kind of news stories. I know it is.
Doing it the right way, man.
Do sabes.
So my positive news story is going to be a little different because everyone's been sending us positive news stories about statistics. Well, they've been sending me statistics because they know I'm the math guy on this podcast.
Facts.
So I got a few of just statistics of how the world got better in 2018. First section is going to be public health. Global infant mortality continues to drop. It's since 1990, it's dropped from 65 per 1,000 to 30 per 1,000. So that's pretty awesome. Global maternity mortality rates are falling. You know, divorce is also falling, Tim. Shout out to millennials.
Shout out.
Childhood stunting has fallen dramatically. Teen pregnancy is going down. Global tuberculosis is falling. Malaria is falling. It's a great time to be alive, Tim.
Absolutely. I agree. You know what else?
Oh, my bad. I messed up your segue.
No, you're good. Just go ahead, sir.
No. I was going to try to throw it to you, but, you know, you're good. Continue.
We'll get there, guys. We'll get there. So basically, I have a crazy news story here. So Mary Ziegler is this woman who was married to Bill Henrich of St. Cloud, Minnesota, right? They were married for 22 years. They have now been divorced for 20 years. And recently, she just donated her kidney to her ex-husband that she's been divorced to for the last 20 years. They basically made a lifetime commitment is what she said, and they were both single. They don't have kids or anything, and she knew he needed help. She got tested and found out she could help, so she decided she wanted to as a friend because they're adults and they stayed in touch. And I thought it was amazing because I know people that, you know, dated and won't even look at each other, let alone, you know, loan them a dollar or something. So the fact that she, you know, gave this man her kidney.
Did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I, I completely understand why she did it. I'm just like, wow, like, you, this isn't something you hear every day, and she definitely deserves some kind of credit right now, for sure, in my eyes.
Yeah, doing the right thing, man. That's absolutely awesome. Not holding that bitter pill.
Tú sabes.
Hardened hearts lead to empty lives.
Agreed.
And so we're at the halfway point of the podcast, where we've done 3 positive news stories. We got 3 to go, but we like to do audio meditation because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage all the listeners to think of one thing they're grateful for as well. We guarantee you'll make your day more positive. So Tim, what are you grateful for?
I know last week on Friday, I said I was thankful for the snow, but I got to go to Cali over the weekend, so I'm grateful for the beach. Take that, world.
Speaking of which, Tim, what do you want to tell the people about how old you turned?
Man, I just turned 30. I'm out of my 20s.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Appreciate that.
You're doing pretty good. That. You're doing pretty good for 30, by the way. You're still in shape. That. Still in shape. Got a daughter. You're married. About to fully pay off your house.
Turneth up.
About to get this job interview. Get this job you want. I believe in you, Tim.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Enda just graduated. She got the job she wanted.
Look at you hyping me up right now. Let's go.
I'm just saying, man. Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I'm super hyped. Woo!
That's not Tim actually super hype. That's him being PG super hype for the podcast, and I appreciate it.
I was thinking that in my head. Keep it PG, Tim. Keep it PG.
I am grateful for humor because we just got out of the holiday season. And I'm kind of stoic, if I'm being honest. But I do appreciate a good joke. And just anyone, just humor is just a great thing. Because what would we do if we couldn't laugh? Anyone that makes you laugh, anyone that you make laugh, it's one of the best feelings. So go make someone smile today. And I appreciate the humor.
I like that. Now, every time you see JP, people, I want you guys to tell him a joke.
Tim, don't put that on me.
I know people that work with you listen. So please, your best jokes.
I take it all back, edit it out. But one thing we're not editing out is, you know, we're getting back to the positive news stories. One of the reasons we did this podcast, because anytime you turn on the TV, it's war, crime, violence. And some of these stories I've been sending have been talking about how war, crime, and violence is actually declining, despite what you see on the news.
Right.
The Journal of Peace Research said that global deaths from state-based conflicts has declined for the third year in a row and are 32% lower than 2014. Following the collapse of ISIS, civilian deaths in Iraq decreased by 80%.
Nice. That's crime huge, and murder, huge jump.
Crime and murder rates declined in the United States, 30 largest cities, with the murder rate for 2018 projected to be 7.6 lower than 2017. Crime falls when you take in millions of refugees too. I'm going to say that again. Crime falls when you take in millions of refugees too. The number of crimes in Germany has fallen by 10%, the lowest in 30 years. You worried about the kids, Tim? Youth crime in Australia, state of New South Wales, has plummeted in the last 20 years. Vehicle theft is down 59%. Property theft is down 59%. And drunk driving is down 50%. You're still worried about the kids? In the last generation, arrests of California teenagers has fallen 80%. Murder rates have fallen 85%. Gun killings by 75%. Imprisonments by 90%. Teen births by 75%. And school dropouts have dropped by half. And college enrollment rates are up 45% since 1990. So bam, bam, bam.
I definitely ain't worried about the kids.
So yeah. It's a great time to be alive in 2019.
I agree, man. Man, I hearing about those kids like doing kids all around the world doing so much better. It's awesome, man. It brings me, like, it makes me have hope for Layla, for my daughter. You know.
Yeah, I mean, just be better than us, Tim. Just gotta be better. Just be better than me and you.
That ain't very hard, man. Like, well, we were young anyway. So I basically have a story about a 5-year-old Layla, named Layla. Her name is Layla Lester. She has autism and she loves princesses. The reason why I'm saying all of this is because something amazing happened. So we've talked on this podcast about the little girl seeing women in their prom dress, our young girls in their prom dress, and they think they're princesses. Well, it's the same thing that happened with Layla. She ran into a woman at the park. Her name is Olivia Sparks. Olivia was actually walking to her wedding, and Layla runs up to her and says, "Oh my gosh, you're a princess," you know, and wanted to see her. And Olivia, being the person that she is, played along with the role, right? Yeah, you know, she basically said, "I was happy to be Cinderella for that little girl. She was, you know, super sweet. So I, you know, didn't hurt me at all to stop for a couple minutes to talk to her." And the dopest thing about this story, I'm going to upload this video to Facebook so you guys can check it out. But Olivia, she visits Layla all the time now, dressed up in her wedding dress, and she plays a Cinderella when she goes to visit her so she can keep her imagination going. And I just thought it was super sweet. You know, something that doesn't happen every day on your wedding day. You run into a little girl who thinks you're Cinderella, which is probably amazing to feel like anyways as a woman who's wearing a wedding dress. And then all of a sudden you go visit this girl all the time. You know, you make a special connection, something neither one of them will ever forget.
You're underselling it, Tim. That's an awesome positive news story. Post that on the Facebook page.
Absolutely, man. You guys got to check out this video. It's super cute.
I mean, that story is awesome all the way. She's getting more than one use out of that wedding dress. Wedding dresses are expensive.
Facts. Well,
she's making that young lady's day. She's promoting positivity. She's going out of her way to help her. That's everything this podcast is about.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I could imagine being her age and like meeting a Power Ranger or something. I would have freaked out. Would have made my life.
For me, it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at that age, but you know,
all about if you would have saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at 5, you would have ran and cried, dude. I would have ran, like we all would have been like up some tree somewhere, like no, man.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty cool. I remember when I was younger, like 6 or 7, I was like, if I can't be Michael Jordan when I grow up, I want to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. All you do is like hang out with your friends, do karate and eat pizza.
I knew pizza was in there somewhere.
Little did I know, whenever I turned 19, all I would do was play basketball, sleep till 2 o'clock, hang out with friends, and eat pizza during the summer. I achieved that goal, Tim.
My dude became a Ninja Turtle.
I mean, minus the karate. It was basketball instead. But you know, that was a pretty good life in the younger days.
I'll take the exercise any day.
I was going to try to tie in the exercise to my positive news stories, but it doesn't really work. But I have two quick ones from my last one. One is something I know you'll love, that all children in United Kingdom are going to be taught CPR and basic first aid in school after 2020. Don't you think it's awesome, Tim?
Yeah, man. About time.
Yeah, bring that here to the States, please. So.
Yeah, man. Like... Can you imagine how many lives would be saved if everybody just knew CPR?
They said there's 30,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests every year in the UK, and that fewer than 10% of these people survive. But survival rates double where CPR is taught in school. So that seems like a good reason to teach it, by the way.
See, Captain Statistics. You know it all, man.
I feel like the article knows it all.
Nah, man, take that credit.
But the states are doing one thing, right? New York City has banned all foam containers, coffee cups, and more in landmark legislation to try to stop with all the plastic stuff and use more, be healthier for the planet. So, yeah, shout out to New York City.
NYC. Shout out.
And do rags off. And we're finished with our positive news stories on this Wednesday.
Man, I always try to steal do rags off, and I never do.
You should, man. I stole it from somebody, so you should steal it too.
Man, I'm with that.
Do you have a positive quote, Tim?
Man, I have a funny one for you, since you like humor and all. The Monte Carlo Casino refused to admit me until I was properly dressed. So I went and found my stockings, and then came back and lost my shirt. Dorothy Parker. Another poet there for you.
I don't get it, Tim.
So he went back home and got dressed, you know, correctly so he can get in. And then when he went in there, he lost everything, you know, lost his shirt, as in, like, they broke him, took all of his money.
Oh, it's a casino?
Yeah, the Monte Carlo. You never heard of that? The Monte Carlo Casino?
Not a big gambler, Tim Tim.
Oh. Well.
Well, it does make more sense now. One of those things where if you have to explain the joke, it's just not funny anymore.
Yeah, my bad. I ruined that.
I ruined that. I'm pretty sure the awkwardness has someone laughing, so it's all good.
I just not thought about it. Like, man, somebody's listening to us right now.
It's all good. It's all good. We appreciate all of our listeners. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.